Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sophia with a PH. I am recording from WTF Media Studios, the only studio you should record at. They also have an LA location that I will be checking out very soon. And as always, subscribe. And that's all I'm going to say. Subscribe, period. Just do it. I've got my really good friend here and fellow podcaster, Lindsay. Thank you for making it.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for making it on such late notice.
Of course. When I got the text, I was like, I have to drop everything.
No, I remember like a few days before that I reached out to you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Saying, come on the show.
Yeah.
And then you didn't hear from me. And then you texted me and you were like, hey, like, is it happening? I just want to make sure because I have a life, which right, is valid.
Right.
The world doesn't revolve around my schedule. And I still didn't even respond to that because This past weekend, guys, I was like, MIA, whatever. And then 2 days ago, I asked you, and that's fucking last minute.
So last minute. I felt like we were dating and like, I was like a guy pursuing you, but then you gave me an option, but like I had to take it because it was like the window. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's how I live my life.
Yeah.
That's why men are fucking obsessed with me.
Honestly, yeah. Everyone should be doing that. Just go and don't respond and then like show up again. It works.
It's a mind fuck. It's like I was the one to reach out to you. So you think I'm interested.
Right.
And then I pulled back.
Right.
So then you reach out.
Oh, it's such a mind. It's like this thing on my podcast, actually, we talked about a while ago, called Blowjob Ghost. Mm. It was a girl who gave a guy head and then ghosted him.
Oh,
and
my
he became
God.
Obsessed with her.
Really?
Literally obsessed. Like obsessed. And that's like the perfect mind fuck.
That is an incredible one.
Amazing.
I mean, the only thing about it, and I will give Lindsay a proper introduction, people, this is more important. The only thing about that is, when is the last time, well, you're married, but before you were married, did you give a blowjob and there was no sex after?
I only did that once and I regret it every day.
Why?
First of all, because his feet stunk.
Stop.
I swear to God, he had the smelliest feet ever. It was like so fucking nasty.
No.
And I was in a really dark place when it happened. Like, I don't know.
You're like, I don't give a fuck about the feet.
No, what's the longest you've ever gotten without sex? Honestly.
Oh my God, that's such a good
question. Like, since you started having sex?
Probably 3 weeks.
Stop it.
Uh-huh.
You're lying to my face.
No. Is that long or short?
That is so short.
Is it?
Kill me. Like, that is so fucking short. I went almost a year once. Okay.
How? Yeah.
It was a dark fucking winter. I don't know. I think I was like depressed, honestly. I was just depressed.
Well, depressed or not depressed, I feel like you're fucking.
No, when you're depressed, your sex drive like genuinely goes away.
Mm.
And it was gone. Like, it was fully gone. And I wasn't even masturbating, and I masturbate like every night when I'm not like, you know, having sex. And so it totally went away and I became kind of desp. And I matched with this guy on an app and I'm pretty sure he literally came over and I gave him head.
And, oh my God. And he left.
And he left, but like I wanted him to leave. And then I was just so fucking pissed because like, first of all, I gave you something. Right. You gave me nothing.
Well, did you ask him to?
No, because at that point, like
you sucked his dick and told him to leave. And you're like, I can't believe he didn't like go down on you with a fuck.
No, honestly, it's such like a dark, bizarre thing of my past. Like the mm-hmm. fact that I just like gave this guy head when his feet smelled. Like,
right.
I have no idea where my head was at that time.
Maybe it was like you wanted to inflict some like self-harm, self-sabotage to yeah. feel better. Do you ever yeah. do that?
No, 100%. I think we all are guilty of that in right. a way.
That's why, I mean, I'm thinking about the times I've been seriously depressed. I usually want to masturbate. Yeah. But if I'm stressed, anxiety through the roof, then absolutely not.
Yeah.
But something about depression turns me the fuck on. Really? I don't know what to tell you.
You might be in the minority there, but like I'm curious.
Okay, Lindsay, we've known each other for a while.
We have. Actually, funny story, I met you at Acme. I never said anything, but we were both at Acme at the same time. This was like in 2018. Like you had just started your first podcast uh-huh. and the two of you were at Acme and so was I. And everyone kept coming up to me being like, oh my God, all these podcasters are here tonight. And I was like, who else? And they were like, oh, like the Call Her Daddy girls. And I was like, oh, I'm not saying hi to them. Like they're children.
Shut the fuck up.
2 years younger than me. I was like, they're children. Wait,
actually we were. Like the maturity level that I was at in 2018 is horrifying. When I hear clips back, I'm like, I don't even like want to get into it. This story, no fucking way.
Yeah.
And did you come up and say hi?
No, I didn't say hi because I don't know. I didn't want to bother you. You guys were like having a night. But I kind of regretted it. I was like, oh, I wish I said hi to those girls.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, maybe you and I could have hit it off.
We definitely would have. Then we actually met when you came on. We met at Acme during the pandemic.
Yes.
Virtually.
That was one of the first episodes I went on.
Yeah.
When I, like, after I launched Sophia the Neff.
Yeah.
But that Acme story is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Do I look the same?
Obviously. No, you actually look better.
Thank you.
It's true.
I actually agree with that. But also, we were on your turf.
You were. And so, that's part of why I was like, they should come up to me.
Right. Yeah. Lindsay's podcast is called We Met at Acme. And for people who don't live in New York, we should explain it to them. Acme is a restaurant / lounge.
Yes. Well, now they have the restaurant above it called The Nines, which is like a fun, exclusive restaurant, yes, which we should totally go to. And then underneath is Acme, which has been around forever. Mm-hmm. And it's a vibe. Like, it's still really fun to go out. You have to know the bouncer. It's like kind of speakeasy vibes.
Right.
And it's really fun.
I'm assuming you have all the hookups in the world there.
I get treated nicely there, which is really great. But I didn't before I started the podcast. That's why it's so funny. I like couldn't get into Acme and then I started this podcast and just
Shut the fuck up.
Basically to get into Acme.
Shut up. I feel like your podcast was one of the OG podcasts. Like you came onto the scene, I feel like well before a lot of podcasters.
Yeah, it was early. There were like no dating podcasts at the time, but I was like, there needs to be because mm-hmm. I had just gotten brutally dumped. Mm. And I was like, we need to talk about this.
Anytime I talk to someone and they like something amazing happened or they made some incredible change, it is after a horrendous breakup.
Yeah. Always. Exactly. Well, smart people, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Like some people just like wallow. But if you, you know, like you just went through a breakup and you're thriving. Mm-hmm. Like you could be sitting and sad, but you're thriving.
Yes, I am thriving. But also the reason and the push for me to move to New York initially, where obviously my life completely changed for the better, was after like a horrendous breakup.
Right.
You know? So I don't know. It's like something about getting breaking up with. Breaking up with. I have taken an English course in my life, people. Broken up with. It's kind of like the best thing ever.
No, it really can be. It's like a redirection.
1,000%. So, okay, Lindsay, I want to dive into all things Lindsay and We Met at Acme. Before we get into it, though, we're going to talk about a little situation.
Let's talk about the situation.
That involves both of us, kind of. So, Lindsay and I, we like reconnected because a month or two ago, we ran into each other at a Spotify event.
And by the way, I don't know if you've told your listeners this yet, but you made one of the most legendary comments ever at the dinner. Did you tell them?
I haven't actually.
Oh my God. It was now the, is the funniest time. Thing ever.
Now is the time. Okay, you tell
well,
it.
You have to help me if I get it wrong, exactly uh-huh. what you said. But we were going around. They made us go around the table at the Spotify dinner. And for some reason, you happened to be first.
Right.
They chose you to go right. first.
A, icebreakers are the dumbest fucking thing on planet Earth. B, we're at a Spotify event and you're going to have Sophia Franklin yeah. be the first one to go and talk about her podcast and who she is, etc.
Right. Sophia goes and she's like, hey, I'm Sophia Franklin. My podcast is called Sophia with an F. Mm-hmm. I used to be a host of Call Her Daddy, which you guys spent a lot of money on or something.
I was like, which Spotify and the yeah. people in this room know made them a lot of money and then like something else.
Yeah, like, you were like, so you're welcome. Lines. And
yeah, like some shit like that.
That was so confrontational to everyone that worked at Spotify that was there. It was the funniest thing ever.
It was half of the Spotify reps were dying of laughter and the other half looked horrified
because they were like, I worked on that deal.
Right. And they're like, oh my God, we can't be shit talking like that podcast and blah, 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 and Sophia Mann. But it's my history. It's like part of who I am.
It is.
What am I going to show up to a Spotify event and pretend like that shit didn't happen?
No, I was so happy that you were truly an authentic person yeah. when you spoke. Yeah.
It was incredible. Fuck, I wish like I got that on film. But we saw each other at the event.
Yeah.
And we started catching up. And you said, I have two dudes that yeah. I want to hook you up with.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, the fact that it was not one dude, but two yeah. is like, that is my style.
Should have been three, honestly.
Yeah, it's a numbers game. Let's do as many as we can. It's fucking perfect. It's yeah. incredible. So one of the guys, we're going to call him Jack. There was a famous one. I wish I could say his name. He has not texted me yet, but he will.
I 100% agree that he will. He is dating someone now, but it's not serious. And I don't think it ever will be serious.
Exactly.
So that famous man will be in your life at one point.
I honestly feel like it's going to happen.
100%.
And Lindsay made me take a fucking selfie really quickly to yeah. send to said famous person. And I'm like doing the fucking duck face and the peace sign. I was like, holy shit. But he's going to love me for me.
100%.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So the famous guy, that's over here. Then we are on to this guy. What did I say? His name
Jack.
Is Jack.
Yeah, we're going to call him Jack.
You showed me a picture. He looked very cute.
Works in finance.
Okay, so he's successful. I was into it. You gave him my number.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
I don't want to say he dropped the ball, but I think he dropped the ball. So what he did was he didn't text for, he was like traveling out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and a lot of guys do this actually. And I hope that guys listening know that this isn't the move. They'll be like, oh, it's inconvenient for right now because I can't see her for a week or 2 weeks. So I'm going to wait to text her till I'm back in town. No.
Nope.
Terrible idea.
No.
Because we are busy. We are dating other people. We could meet the love of our lives.
Well, that, and also if you know that your number was given to this guy and it's in his hands and he doesn't text you right away, to me, it signaled like, oh, he's either trying to play a game with me, which I'm not going to do that shit.
What's like annoying is knowing the other side. He actually wasn't like, he was doing the opposite of trying to play the game. Like he was like, oh, I'm not going to be in town, so I'm going to wait to text her. And that's just stupid. Like, I told him it was stupid. I was like, you dropped the ball.
Thank you.
But then he texted you.
Yes. So then he texted me.
And you didn't respond.
And I didn't respond. And that wasn't even me trying to play a game. That was me because I had interpreted what he had done as, oh, this guy either doesn't give a fuck or he's trying to play games. I was like, I don't have time for this shit.
Yeah.
So I did not respond. And then I think he reached out again. I have not met him in person. It's still been a little back and forth texting, but
I think you should. I will say, and I know this will turn you on, at New Year's, when we were at a party on New
you're
Year's.
You're like, he's very dysfunctional, so we know that you're not like that.
Every single girl at the New Year's, like at our table that we had on New Year's, was trying to take him home. Like every single girl. Like every single girl was like going out of their way shoot their shot.
You know what? I'm literally texting him right after this, and he's getting fucked. By the way, Jack, you are getting fucked tonight. All you had to say was other women right. were fucking falling all over him.
Yeah.
He is getting to enter my vagina.
But yeah.
And that's probably something I should work on because, like, that's not really cool.
But right now, I feel like you're not looking for your husband. Like, you want to get fucked.
Exactly.
So at least you know what you want and you're, like, unapologetic about it.
Mm-hmm. Is he, like, on the same wave?
I mean probably if you're on that wave he'll try to make you his wife, you know, but if you weren't he would be, like, you know how it goes.
Always Which I am gonna ask you about your husband, but when you met your husband, what was your mental state at that time? Were you like, I'm just trying to fuck around, or were you looking for
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay.
I had a boyfriend when I ran into my husband.
So every relationship I've ever had, and that's not an exaggeration. Yeah.
Yeah, but I had tried, like, we had tried to end that relationship.
Multiple times.
Yes. Then I finally ended it. And then I texted my husband. And
so you didn't cheat?
I did not cheat. So I ended the relationship, but it was already ending for other reasons. Then I hit up my husband. I was like, I'm single. Let's go out. Because he had hit on me that night that I ran into him when I was with my ex.
Got it.
And then I knew some things about my husband because we had a mutual friend. And so we had met before. So I, like, knew that he was, like, amazing on paper. Mm-hmm. But I was like, that doesn't do it for me. If on our first date I like him and think that, like, we have a connection, then it's a done deal. This is my husband.
Okay. So you definitely did not go into it, though, like, I just want to fuck around and have fun and la da da da.
I was like, I'm newly single. I can't immediately get into a new relationship just legally, you know? Like, I will be in so much trouble.
Wait, what do you mean legally?
Like,
were you married to the guy before?
No, but, like, I just felt too bad doing that to my ex.
Okay, got
I couldn't
it.
Like immediately.
Yeah.
You know, like 3 weeks after have a new boyfriend. Like, I had to wait like 3 months.
I mean, if there was some overlap, you could argue, like, I've already been talking to him.
But there wasn't
months.
Overlap. That's the thing. Like, if I had, like, been cheating, that's one thing. But I was good about it and waited 3 months.
Wow. You're a great person.
I'm a saint.
You are a saint.
And here I am with my preppy sweater and my kombucha. Who have I become?
Lynn's comes in here and she's wearing a sweater and she's like, because I'm recording with you, I have makeup on for once and I have a tank top on to, you know,
I'm taking the sweater off.
Oh my God. This is why everyone should subscribe to the show so you can see this woman and her tits. They are stunning, incredible, gorgeous.
Thank you.
And your face as well.
Thank you.
But we all know body matters more.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
So you weren't like completely single gal, I want to fuck everything and just date. And he was perfect on paper. What does that mean, perfect on paper? What did he have?
Like, he had things that like would piss me off because my parents would like them so much. Do you know what I mean?
I fucking hate that.
When like you don't want to make your parents happy, like he had all the things that would make my parents happy.
Is he a doctor?
Like, basically.
I could tell them I am dating a Nobel Prize winner.
Yeah.
He, you know, is a fucking billionaire. He's done da 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 da. And they'll be like, okay, great. The second I drop doctor,
right,
it's complete, like they are obsessed.
Yeah, no, people love doctors. It's actually really funny that you mentioned that because he's not a doctor. He started a healthcare company, but before that he was in healthcare finance. And when we met and like we're shooting the shit and bantering at like this event, he was like, I'm the black sheep in my family. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, you like went to Harvard Business School. Like, you're not like the black sheep in your family.
Ooh, a little and, Harvard.
And he, it's a because, Harvard it's because he isn't a doctor and his sister is.
I was just going to say that.
Because that's how Jewish parents are.
Loser. Yeah.
Seriously.
Is by it a way, Jewish Jack, thing?
By the way, Jack went to Harvard Business School as well.
Okay, so
and wait, what is what a Jewish thing?
The obsession with the doctor and the lawyer.
Doctors and lawyers, yeah, yes, that is definitely yes, a Jewish thing.
Which my mom probably gets from my grandma, who's Jewish.
Definitely. Oh, I didn't realize you were kind of Jewish.
I don't practice at all, but yeah. I mean, it's in my blood. What can I say? But yeah, the doctor thing. So he had the money thing, the Harvard thing, the successful thing, hot.
So hot and 6'4". I know.
Lindsay.
I know.
Are you kind of exaggerating right now? Or are you
no, I swear
on
my life,
real,
he's 6'4".
Okay. So he's perfect. Well, personality.
Well, by the way, the money thing, not that I care about it because I honestly don't, but he actually didn't have it. He was working for a startup and making like nothing.
That would not fly on my list at all.
But it didn't matter to me. And
because
like,
you knew he eventually was going to make money.
Oh, you just
money.
Like, you know, and like, someone's he has potential, but no, not because I was like, he's going to eventually make money, because I'm like, he's ambitious and I'm ambitious. So I have money. It's fine. You know,
but would you feel fine? Like I'll take care of us type thing?
No. I don't want it. No. I mean, I will say like I'm the breadwinner right now, which is interesting dynamic.
Wow.
But
okay.
I know that it won't be for long.
You know what? I'm in that position right now, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm seeing someone. Right after I just got done talking about texting this guy and potentially going on a date with him and potentially fucking him, but I'm the breadwinner right now. I think I've always been, except in maybe one relationship.
Yeah.
And so is my mom. And that dynamic, my mom has told me, is not a good one.
Yeah.
That's coming from my mom.
No,
I'm not telling you.
I agree with you 100%. I would not want to be the breadwinner long term at all. Like my husband just started a company, which everyone should know about. It's called Nibble Health. And, you know, it's going to be amazing and such a success. And if it isn't, then his next thing will, you know, like
right.
I believe in him 100%.
I mean, Harvard.
In the interim, like, of course, I'm so happy to be the breadwinner. It's like it's such a cool thing.
Yeah. And you can fucking rub it in his face later on down the road when rub he's making the money and be like, where were you when I was taking care of you?
Uh-huh.
The reason you're here is because of me.
Fully, I already rub it in his face.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I really do think that you have probably met your husband already.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I think that, like, oftentimes, like, if we're single, like, we've already met the person we're going to, like, end up with. We just don't really know yet.
So basically what you're saying, is you've met them, but it just hasn't registered, right?
Either that or, like, it was in passing. You were at a party. You said hello. Like, didn't exchange more than surface level conversation.
Okay.
And then they'll come back into your life. Like, maybe your husband was at that Spotify dinner, you know? Who's to say?
Yeah, maybe he was there. I fucking highly doubt it after that scene I caused. But but what do the statistics say?
I think, and I don't know off the top of my head, but it's like 70% of people have met their future spouse by the time they're 25. Meaning like have met them, but right. Like connect later. So maybe it's like someone you went to high school with who's gonna like slide into your DMs and be like, Sophia, I founded Couches and I'm a billionaire. Do you want to marry me? And then you have like a Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion situation.
Okay, so basically he's going to be from Utah and it was someone I met before the age of 25 when I was blackout for 90% of the time.
Yeah.
In and out of jail. Okay, well, that sounded dramatic, but had been arrested.
Maybe it's like Lisa Barlow's like nephew or something.
Okay. Lisa Barlow.
I love her.
I mean, I would talk about it for fucking hours, but you know what? You're more interesting to me than Lisa Barlow.
Oh, nothing's more interesting to me.
And you watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yes. And I'm not up to date yet, so don't tell me anything.
I'm not either.
Okay.
I've just seen shit about Jen Shah.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
She got like 6.5 years or something.
That's so insane. Also, when they raided her closet and more than half of her designer things were fake.
That's embarrassing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, especially if you're stealing all this money from people, you should buy real stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so crazy to me. Nothing is real in this world. It's just, it's not.
It's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, this is something I wanted to ask you. You don't have to answer it. Just as a general question, is it appropriate to ask someone in their 30s who is married if they plan on having kids?
Is it appropriate? I guess society has made it appropriate, right? It's like people are asking single people, when are you getting married? Then you get married, people ask, when are you having a baby? Then you have a baby, people ask, when are you having another baby? Mm-hmm. Then you have another baby, people are asking, like, when are your babies having a baby? Like, it's like, it's constant. Like, it just goes on forever. I think it's appropriate. I mean,
you do.
People are always gonna be curious. And also, people like ask because they don't know what to say to people sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Do you want kids?
Yes. Yes.
I feel like you're going to be such a fun mom.
I'm going to be, people would assume I'd be the worst mom, like, and forget my kids at school type shit and like forget their lunch or whatever. I'm going to be a fantastic mother.
I believe it.
Because my mom was, you know, I was raised by a single mom and my mom was incredible. And I think that's my real calling.
Would you have a baby before getting married?
Not preferably, but this is actually funny. Just last week, I went to the doctor because I am convinced, once again, I either have a UTI, a bacterial infection, or a yeast infection.
Mm, what are the symptoms?
The symptoms are it fucking hurts when I pee.
Yeah.
My vagina feels uncomfortable.
It's UTI.
I don't know, though, because there was some questionable discharge.
It's still UTI.
You really
think? I've had the three, I'm telling you.
You've what?
I've like had all three.
But I don't know. Sometimes I think it's one of them and then the doctor tells me it's not.
I don't know if I trust your doctor because I had a similar
situation.
I had a similar situation and I was like, oh, maybe it's not a UTI. And then it became a kidney infection and I almost died. So be careful.
Okay, well, this doctor, when I told her my vagina feels off, there is something wrong.
Yeah.
And then she asked me a couple questions and then told me, I think it's just that your vagina is dry. So anyways, though, this doctor is absolutely incredible, would highly recommend. She did say one very insightful thing, which is, are you going to get your eggs frozen?
Yeah, are you going to freeze your eggs?
Well, as of last week, 100%.
Yeah.
She scared me. She was like, you're 30. I said, yes. And she said, you have about 3 years, like a three-year window to do that.
You have 5 years.
I mean, she told me that she's going to have her kids do it at 21. That's psychotic. The most amount of eggs.
That's psychotic.
Is it though?
I guess if you think about Botox, right, you shouldn't get Botox when you're 21. Absolutely not. But maybe you should freeze your eggs because that, like,
That's when you have a shit ton of eggs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I guess the sooner the better.
Yeah.
If you can. What's so fucked up is like we actually should be having babies when we're like 16, like 15. Like the second we get our period, we're supposed to technically have babies. So I'm not saying that people should do that, but I mean like our bodies have the best ability to like carry babies and give birth and become back to normal when we're younger.
No, and but that's then we do it like 15
years later, which is crazy.
But yeah, so I'm gonna freeze my eggs, and I reached out to one of my friends who is currently doing it.
Yeah,
and she said, "Oh my god, reach out to this Instagram page."
What is it?
And I think it's called like Spring Fertility.
Oh my god, I love them. Oh, I did an event with them. Yeah, I did an event with them. They're amazing.
Oh really?
Absolutely.
Did you freeze your eggs?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But I did an amazing event with them about egg freezing.
Oh, okay.
And they're an incredible place. 100% do it.
Absolutely 100% plan on doing it. And it sounds like they are incredible. That's the second recommendation I've gotten. I just found it a little bit bizarre. They do like influencer collabs.
Well, they want to spread the word because they're more of a startup when it comes to like a fertility
which
center.
Is very smart, yeah. And very valid. Mm-hmm. And I would do the same shit if I was starting a company like that. But I was just a little bit mind blown. I'm like, what? You trade a tag for an egg? Or like, how does that fucking work? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. But it's just to spread the word, and I'm sure they have a budget allotted to marketing. Mm-hmm. And they use some of that.
Okay, so your podcast.
Yeah.
We met at Acme. You talk pretty personally about sex, relationships. You're an open book.
Yeah.
Do you talk about your husband on there openly?
I do. I always make this joke like I'm not describing his penis, but like I talk about our sex life sometimes, and I talk about our relationship, fights we've been in, things like that.
Okay. And when you first started dating him, mm-hmm. were you talking about him during the process?
Yes, but not by name. I was also dating other people then. And so I would be like, oh, I went out with this guy and I went out with that guy. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes it was Steven both times, but no one knew that. It wasn't necessarily that I was talking right. about different people. I just didn't want it to be so obvious that it was
right.
him.
And did that upset him?
No, I think he
liked it. He liked the clout.
He doesn't like being talked about, that's for sure. But he knew what he was getting into when mm-hmm. we started dating. My podcast was like three years in, something like that. Mm-hmm. And so he would be like dumb to like be like, what is this? You're talking about your dating life on your dating podcast? Uh-huh. Like, that would have been idiotic. Like he knew what right. he was getting himself into.
I'm assuming he doesn't listen.
He does. He does sometimes. But he pretended that he had never listened, and then I caught him.
They always yeah, do that.
I caught him. Like, I fully caught him, and he dropped something that I'd said in a podcast, and I was like, how did you hear that?
Right. Oh, my fucking God. They always fucking do that.
Yeah, they lie.
I know. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because they don't want to feel, because they don't want to, like, seem, like, obsessive. Like, you would lie if you went out with someone who had a podcast.
Right.
You wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, I just came from I had a great day listening to two of your episodes. You know, like that's creepy.
That's true. But the issue with that is something is going to slip and it's going to give them away.
Always.
That's happened every single time.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious.
They are such fucking liars. Oh, my God. I'm like thinking about everything. So we met at Acme. That's the name of your podcast. Why did you decide to call it that?
Because I was going out at the time, like a lot to Acme because I was newly single and mm-hmm. I was meeting guys there. And then I also, there was this couple on Instagram that I stalked. You know how you have those? They had gotten married and someone commented like, I can't believe you guys met at Acme. And I was like, oh, that sounds good.
Oh my God. That's how the name
like aligned.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's so fucking interesting.
Wait, is that Birkin real?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you.
You deserve it.
It was gifted to me.
Oh.
My money goes into savings.
Yeah.
And then people gift me the expensive things that I brought.
Wow. Was it gifted by someone you're dating?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Someone I'm seeing. Birkin boy.
Oh, is it?
The way that
he's a keeper.
The way that I'm sitting here applying lip gloss, grabbing my Birkin, could I
see? Are you leaving? Are you walking out?
Yeah, I'm actually over it, like okay, this whole thing. But thank you for coming. Yeah, Birkin boy. That's how I refer to him.
Great.
And
I want a Birkin boy.
Your husband, once his company takes off.
Oh, he knows.
Oh, he better know.
My future. Yeah.
You are the breadwinner now. There are a few Birkins and Kellys coming your way once, you know, his shit hits.
Yeah, because I walked so he could fly.
I fucking love that. Okay. This is the last thing I want to ask about the fucking Place Acme.
Yeah.
We've been giving them much airtime.
They're so lucky.
I know. I'm going to bleep it out, actually. And I'm going to be like, you have to sponsor this episode if you want me to put the name back in. Do they have a menu item named after you?
No, but wow. The reason they don't is because the restaurant is a different name. It's called The Nines. But they should absolutely have a drink named after me.
100%.
At Acme, even though I'm sober, they still should.
Yeah, a mocktail. Even?
Yes, a mocktail. Oh, genius. I'm getting that going.
1,000%. Mm-hmm. It's like what the Club Delilah in LA.
Yeah, they have a Kendall thing, right?
Yeah, the Kendall Jenner. What is it?
I don't know.
I don't fucking remember. It must not be that good. Oh, the Slutty Brownies.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
then
yes.
Drake has like the champagne poppy
right,
drink, whatever.
Right, right, right.
So they Acme better step
they
it.
Better. I'm actually just going to wait for them to reach out to me because after they listen to this podcast, someone better reach out.
I said some shit about Cipriani. And it wasn't even really shit talking. It was very like I just told a story.
Yeah.
And the fucking president of
Stop.
Yes, the fucking
was it Maggio?
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with him.
Maggio didn't like it very much.
Oh shit.
So this Acme combo will get back to Acme.
Okay.
And can you put in a good word with Maggio and tell him like I love Cipriani?
Yeah, maybe he's your husband.
Okay. I have Jack, I have Maggio. It's like, who do I not fucking have right now? You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, thriving.
I didn't realize that you also have like a very successful food account.
Oh, it's just a fun thing on the side.
When did you start that?
I started in like 2013, right after college.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one question for you. Mm-hmm. Torisi.
Yeah, it was so good.
It opened up what, like a month ago?
Yeah.
For everyone listening, I think it's
major food group.
Mm-hmm. So Carbone, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
It's part of that. Like that. I was about to call it a chain and I don't think they would appreciate that very much. But Torisi just opened up a month ago. Very hard to get into.
Yeah.
What are you doing up in there? And are you going to hook it up?
I 100% will hook it up for you.
Was it through Maggio?
It wasn't through Maggio. But I'll tell you offline my connect. And
you will?
I will make sure that you get to eat there.
I mean, we definitely can't say it on here.
No, we can't.
No.
We cannot. For many reasons.
For many reasons. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I needed to know for personal reasons. Mm-hmm. This has been fucking amazing. I had this whole plan to talk about New York and like some other shit, but we ran out of time because you're just such a good talker. So I would love if we could hurry and answer some of my listener questions.
I love that.
SOS, save our sleuths. Here we go with the first one. Hey, Sophia, I need advice about phone anxiety / responding to messages. I know you've mentioned struggling to respond to texts and DMs before, but you probably get a ton every day. I'm a regular 22-year-old who just moved to a new city, and I'm finding it really difficult to respond to friends and family from back home, college, and even my new friends. I know a day or two is fine, but at this point, I will ghost my closest friends and family for weeks at a time. I am an outgoing person, so I'm not sure why I get so much anxiety about responding over text. Help. Okay, so do you have any anxiety when it comes to responding to messages.
No, I just do it right away so that I don't have to think about it. Like the second I see it, I respond. But I feel like you're different.
Completely different. Reason being, and I would say I'm very outgoing in person, right?
Yeah.
The reason I get like that over text is because I am very thoughtful and feel a lot of pressure into my response.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I either need to be super funny. If a friend is asking me a question, like I want to give it my all.
Right.
You know, it's never like a, okay, whatever, da 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 da. So when that happens, I'll just put it off and then I just won't respond forever and then just end up apologizing.
Which is very normal. Like there's a million memes that are like, I'm that kind of person that responds either right away or in 3 days. Like,
right.
I would say to this person, like try to, as you get it, write a little something, you know, because then you're going to forget.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I love the feature where you can mark your messages as unread.
Yes, that is so crucial.
Just always staying there. But also, I think just respond.
Just respond. Like, no one is judging your response as much as you're judging yourself.
Yeah, right. Because she said she's outgoing in person, so she probably feels this need to be that same person over text message or whatever.
Right. Just, like, get to the in-person as soon as you can.
Yeah. Girl, just stop thinking about it and fucking send it. And if you don't like it, you can unsend it with this new iPhone fucking update.
It's true.
I don't even know if that was good advice, but you know what? I love it. Okay, next question. Hey, Sophia, this is a pretty heavy one, but I need some input. My husband and I recently had a baby together last spring. I took Plan B last month, but I don't think that it worked. I am just finding out now that I am pregnant again. So, well, obviously it didn't work, girl. Right. What the fuck are you talking about?
You think it didn't work?
I'm not sure if it worked. I am pregnant. I don't even know if I want a second child, let alone so close to my first one. I really want to get an abortion, but I cannot tell my husband as he would not understand and would try to make me go through with it. Am I wrong for making this decision and planning to hide it from my husband?
Yes. You're not wrong for making the decision, but for hiding it, yes. Because if you're in a healthy marriage, you communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't communicate with your husband about something that serious, then that's a red flag.
That's a huge fucking issue.
Yeah.
And you know what? I totally agree. Because at first when I was reading, I was like, I mean, you know, my body, my choice.
Which,
like,
I totally agree with.
Right.
But like when you enter into marriage, mm-hmm. like you have to run decisions by your partner. If it were reverse and like guys could get pregnant and he did that, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Right. I do think she should phrase it though as if this is happening. I do not want to have this baby. I don't even think it should be open for conversation, really. Is that fucked up? My marriages are going to go so well.
I think it's all about compromise. Like, but it is her body. And so at the end of the day, she is like veto power.
Yes. But also, like, why are you marrying a dude in the first place who's like against that type of thing?
Not only that, but like who you don't want to have more than one kid with, unless it's like for financial reasons.
Right. And you're too scared to tell him if you are pregnant. Just don't let him talk you out of it. That's all I want to say.
Yeah.
You know? Because he definitely, it sounds like he will.
Yeah.
But definitely bring it up. Okay. This is our last question. Here we go. Hi, Slu. I need help. So my sister just had a baby with this guy. Him and my sister shared a phone for a while. So on occasion, we would talk when I called and my sister wasn't there. I am not into him at all. He started sending me flirty texts about 2 months ago, and I told him to knock it off, but he won't stop. Now he goes on my sister's phone when she's asleep, texting me and pretending to be her, basically trying to see if I would have a threesome with them. I know for a fact my sister isn't into that incest shit and that she would be pissed if he was flirting with anyone. He sent me dick pics last night. I love this fucking question just is escalating.
I'm like, so
what
darkly.
Is happening? Okay. He sent me dick pics last night and that was the last straw. I've been thinking about how I should tell her or if I should tell her, because she literally had her baby a week ago. What do I do? I don't want to get blamed for this or have her be mad at me.
You need to fucking tell her.
And really?
1,000% immediately.
Can she give her like a little like cushion? She just had a baby.
No, get that baby away from this man.
Oh my
God. She needs to know and pack it the fuck up. And you should honestly move in there and be her housekeeper because of what you did, even responding to this guy at all.
Honestly, I think the first thing that should have happened before, get your sister a burner phone or some shit.
Like, no one should be sharing a phone.
No.
And then no one should be like, if
sending
this guy,
dick pics.
I'm sorry, if this guy is hitting on her sister, do you know how many other women he's hitting on?
Oh.
It's not just the sister.
I mean, unless he has like a real kink for that type of thing.
Then
but
he's
no.
fucked.
But no, he's probably he's doing fucked up shit all around. I just wonder, you know, a week after having a baby, aren't you in a little bit of a fragile state?
You are.
Hormones all around.
You are. But like, you know what? Women are amazing and they can handle whatever gets thrown at them. And if that were me, I would rather immediately know that that shit was happening so that I could take my baby and get the fuck away from this monster, or send him to like get help for his sex addiction or whatever the fuck is wrong with mm-hmm. him, you know,
mm-hmm.
and take his credit card and pay for a baby nurse with it and get him out of there.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, mic drop.
Yeah.
That was like the most fucking incredible answer I've ever heard. So fucking eloquent. I completely agree, I guess. You convinced me. I thought maybe like tell her like a month in just to, you know.
There's no good time to tell somebody it's that true. Their husband's a piece of shit.
It's true.
And sooner rather than later.
Right. And she needs to remove the baby from the dad because yeah. that baby does not need that dad's influence.
No.
You know.
And she'll get a new baby daddy for the
1,000%. And you're her fucking sister. Now it's all coming to me. Why yeah. is this a question?
Right.
Text, fucking call your sister.
Yeah.
ASAP.
Immediately, yesterday.
Yeah. Or maybe tell her in person because you might be texting her fucking boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Lindsay, this was so fucking good.
So fun.
I'm going to be going on your podcast.
Yes.
Eventually. But where can they find you?
You can find me wherever you listen to podcasts, We Met at Acme, or follow on Instagram, We Met at Acme, and my personal is Linz Metz, LINDZMETZ.
Love it. And you guys know where to find me, Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y. And that's it for this week. Love you, sleuths. Bye.